actually. If you know the basic software skill, you can learn anything. Every challenge have the solution. I believe in this. Their culture is use and throw. You know, they don't use much the time the same apparel. So that is the reason you have a lot of opportunity and business over there.
If you have an idea which you strongly believe in and have the spirit of entrepreneurship thriving inside you, then trust me, this is the show totally for you. From the family of Veet Skyline, I welcome you to the 13th episode of The Business Boss. We live in the era of digitization, and no wonder that it has even set its foot in the designing industry, where it has made changes not just in the way the designing is done, but also in the ways the designs have been used. Yes, I have been talking about the digitized embroidery, where the first the designs are converted to a digital format and loaded into the machine, which in turn will make the replica of the design in just the way we wanted it to be. The process may sound very simple to you, but trust me, this is an industry by itself and has got its own challenges to deal with. That is why we have brought the guests today from the industry who can talk about the pros and cons in detail. So with no further time delay, let us welcome the guest of the day, Ms. Narmada Gunanki, the marketing officer at Vector Form Creations. Welcome, ma'am.
Thank you, Shubhalakshmi. Thank you so much. I'm very honored to be a participant in this activity. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ma'am. We are also very happy to have you on the show. So with no further delay, we will directly go into the questions. So when I first heard about digitized embroidery, I surfed it all over net. And the term which came repeatedly is vectorization. So first, please tell the audience about what is this vectorization and how does it help in digitized embroidery?
Okay, sure. I'll first make you guys clear that we are into a graphic design industry. Mm-hmm. So this vector word comes one of the service in graphic design. So okay. What is vectorization is, when the client sends us the design, we trace that design. In layman's language, I would say that we join the points, the lines, the curves as per the design goes in order to create into a high resolution format by using a graphic software. Okay. So this helps the screen printer, you know, to print on any product, whether it's a garment, whether it is a product like the water bottle, pen drive, pen, anything, wherever you want, you can print it. How much you want to zoom in, you will never lose its quality. That is where vector service is being used. And as you told that, how it is used is for digitizing. Digitizing is a digital word for embroidery. Okay. For Indians, as an embroidery, we always, what first thing comes in our mind is, a simple machine with a lady doing an embroidery on a kurti or mm-hmm. on the sari jacket, mm-hmm. You know, around the neck. That is the traditional design which always Indians, you know, first thing come in our mind when it comes to embroidery. But nothing relates to it.
Okay.
Because embroidery is something which we do for sports company.
Okay.
So when you go to buy a t-shirt, on the left chest of the t-shirt, a small logo of the company, that is what we do, embroidery.
Okay.
Embroidery on a cap. So vector is something which simplifies the logo. You know, the printing is different and embroidery is different. You can print the logo as it is. But when it comes to embroidery, you need to simplify. Say, for example, a particular logo is having three circles. It can be printed as it is. Mm-hmm. But for embroidery, we can't stitch all the three circles. It will get messed up, you know, and it will not look organized. So vector here, it simplifies the logo to two circles so that we can stitch it properly and it looks presentably. So that is how vector plays the role in embroidery as well.
That's very interesting, ma'am. Honestly, even before talking to you about this, I thought embroidery is just what my tailor makes, the mission embroidery work. But yes, so talking about vector art creations, I mentioned it wrongly in the introduction, I guess. It is vector art creations, right, ma'am? So can you please tell about the services that you're providing through VAC?
Yes, sure. In graphic design, there are many services. One of the service which I mentioned, that is vector. There are other services like clipping path. Clipping path means when you go to clip your photo in a photo studio, you know, only your image is clipped part and you can change your background. Okay. So the design is, we grab the design from that particular area and we make them to put wherever you can place that design, on a pen, on an apparel, on a cap, you know, that is called clipping part. Second service is color separation. If particular design is having 5 or 6 colors, so we separate that color in 5 to 6 films, you know, the yellow, white, black, so that when the screen prints, it becomes easy for them to go with different, merge the different colors in one particular pattern. So there are virtual proofing, means before printing on a product, how the product will look. Because after printing, we can't do anything, right? So proofing means how your product will look before printing, that is called proofing. We do that as well. So there are many, many other services which relates to graphic design. Even if we don't know what that particular service is, we actually try to gain the knowledge from our client. And it's good to say that even they cooperate with us to give, provide us the knowledge, to train us, and then we go ahead with different services, because we don't know what tomorrow will come with an updated service, you know. So that's the reason we always ask our client to cooperate and help us to learn what it is actually. If you know the basic software skill, you can learn anything. Only thing is, you should know perfectly what you are in. So that's what it relates to.
Interesting, ma'am. So how did you get this idea of going into this field and becoming an entrepreneur?
Actually, that was nothing such planned. I got married and my husband, he was into this industry of graphic design. So already he was in this. So being from the sales background, I thought, okay, let's take a chance and get into this industry and learn what it is all about. And as I'm from sales background, I took the marketing in my hand, and that is how I started. I did not plan anything. We have to accept the challenge and check it out, whether even if we are not, then we have to make the way to get the solution. So that is how I tried learning, and I got into this industry, and I find that it is very passionate too, because the sales which deal with national is totally different from international sales. So I'm enjoying my business, I should say that.
So it is more of international sales customers, right, ma'am? So how do you think there is a scope for this digitized printing in India?
It's a very lucrative business in India as well, because India, as you know, we are a developing country, right? So till now, we embroidery relates to the traditionally, like as I said, on the jackets, on the kurtis, it, it have a very, very vast market. But now, slowly, slowly, India is also emerging into, you know, sports activity, universities and all. So this is how there are a lot of scope. The thing is, only we do not do deal with national market, that is Indian market. We only deal with international market like UK's, Australia's, US, and only for the sports companies. So that is the reason that we, the embroidery which relates to our service, this is something which is used for sports, like on the Brisbane. The embroidery is run on the Brisbane, sports Brisbane. It is done on the cap, front cap, or the side of the cap, you know, left side of the cap, left chest of the t-shirt, or the personalization on the t-shirt back, means with your name embroidery on it. So this is how we deal. We are not into a traditional market. But yes, there is a vast opportunity in Indian market as well.
That's very interesting to learn about. I'm sure the budding entrepreneurs are noting down that there is a huge opportunity available here. So talking about your early stages, ma'am, because you told that most of your clients are not from India. So what are the marketing efforts that you took to acquire the clients?
Okay. As I said that I work from the sales background, but it did not match when I entered into international market.
Okay.
Sales is something totally different when I stepped in the international market.
Mm-hmm.
I took an effort of specially improving my listening skill. You need to be an active listener, because unless and until you take an effort to learn what my client requirement is, you will not be a good entrepreneur, because he's asking you something and you respond with something different. Then itself, they come to know that these client, I mean, these vendors are not my cup of tea. You know, even if they are not able to understand what I'm asking for, then forget about doing business with each other. So the effort is good listener. And second is about your communication skills, okay? What we think that they will understand, it's not.
Ma'am, the audio has got muted, ma'am.
Whatever I'm trying to tell you, it's not always that you are getting the same meaning what I'm asking for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the communication skills matter here.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be clear in communication. We have to ask them what I have asked, did they understood or not. So
mm-hmm.
you need to be good in communication, you need to be very active listener, you need to have patience. So these are the skills which I took effort to learn and update on a daily basis. So this is how till now I am a learner in these areas.
Yes, ma'am. I totally get it. So it's very clear that to deal with your international clients, you need to have some acute labor, the workforce. So going back to the initial days again, what are the challenges that you had in getting such workforce for your company, and how do you still manage to retain them?
Yeah, initially we were only in graphic design. Okay, we were only in graphic design is something we provide the service to the screen printer, the printing part.
Mm-hmm.
So slowly we realized that there is a vast market for embroidery as well. So my husband and I thought that let's start with embroidery as well. So
mm-hmm.
it was very easy for me to get graphic designer, because in Chennai there is a lot of scope for the designer. Because like us, there are many companies, a competitor in Chennai.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to find a designer over here. But as in Mumbai, where I'm from, it's not so. It's not easy to get the labor over there. So Chennai is a hub where you will get the labor very easily. No matter how much they charge, it all depends on their experience. If you want fresher, you will get. If you want experience, you will get that as well. Thing is, only we face challenge when it comes to embroidery. First we started with outsourcing the embroidery part. And slowly we started, hiring the designers for embroidery. The challenge we faced after hiring these designers is, they were not that educated to understand what my client are asking, because the USA are outsourcing to us, everything is done through email. We don't communicate over the phone. So everything, all the requirement we receive is through email. So we need to read it properly and then apply what the requirement is in that particular design. So the challenge was as they were uneducated, it was very difficult for me to sit beside them and then make them understand what it is all about and what they have to do. So what I did is I hired a proofreader for them, where they used to read and make them understand what actually my client is asking. And this is how their connection means they helped each other. Mm-hmm. After the output, the proofreader need to again read whether it is going with the instruction what they have given. And then means twice the QC is done. One is how the design is done. Mm-hmm. And second, does the designer is following the instruction which the client have given. So this is where I face the challenge. But it's okay. Every challenge have the solution. I believe in this. So now the business is running this way that I'm having the proofreader who is helping my designer to get the things done.
That's a smart move, ma'am. So talking about QC, I read in the many websites that there are certain factors which are very, very important in digitized embroidery, like the time that you deliver your product, complete the project, and then the quality, the accuracy of the designs that you're printing. So what are the challenges that you always face whenever you take up a project, especially with regard to the quality?
Yeah, as we deal with the international market, we have certain standard because if they have experience, at least for a year experience, then only we hire. If if particular designer is fresher, then we train them as per US standard. So we have to take care of the quality. If the quality is not good, then it's very hard to get the client. And secondly is the error which by mistake, as we all are human, even if you give 100%, some or the other way, the error happens, okay? Mm-hmm. So we make sure it doesn't go more than 4%, okay? So whatever error is done, we ask our client to make a note of it, to document it, and every month we always follow with our client with a feedback session that how that particular month was and where were the things where our designer did not understood. Is that our designer did not understood or this is a common mistake which is done by our designer? By this we come to know how the designer is. Is he very, serious about the quality or he's just doing for the sake, it's my job, so I'm doing. So we want them to be 100% focus on for the things what you are for, because we are paying for that. We don't accept errors which is senseless. These are the things you need to do because we give them a checklist. So after you finish that design, you need to check that. If you even after checking, if you are making senseless error, we don't accept that. So we follow with our client on a monthly basis through meeting and take a list of the error which we have, means our designer have done, and always go ahead with the meeting that we should not repeat this error again. If the error happened, we make sure it is a new which from which we can learn, but we also make sure that the error do not repeat again. So this is where one of the challenge. In order to make error-free, we try to get with this process.
That's great, ma'am. Actually, all I could remember is as a HR aspirant, a feedback-seeking behavior is must for any industry. So talking about entrepreneurship, women entrepreneurship, actually, I've asked this question to almost all the women guests who have come here. Have you faced any challenges or discrimination based on your gender when you are dealing business?
I would say that I did not face any discrimination because the most of the things are changing. Everybody are accepting a woman as an entrepreneur. The thing where I have faced the challenge is the age barrier. When I have been to US for a trade show, I saw that my dealing always be with a C-level, that is the VPs, vice president, the directors or the managers, okay? So when I used to deal with them, it was over the phone. I don't know how they are, how they look, and it was over the phone. When I've been to US in a trade show, I found that they are above 55 to 60 and I am, like 30s, 40s kind of. So it was very hard for them to accept me as a manager, C-level. So they were not comfortable at all to talk to me. There I found that I need to change my designation, because there I went as a manager of my company, you know. And then I realized that if I change my designation to a director or VP, then I think so their attitude of, you know, dealing with a standard, you know, same level kind of designation, they will be comfortable. So this forced me to change my designation. No matter, designation doesn't matter for me. Mm-hmm. What matters is how you deal with the client, how you are good to deal with their challenges, mm-hmm. or to get the client for your company. So this is where I faced the challenge, and everything went good when I visited second time. I learned a lot. It's not that I was always a success in my communication or dealing with the client. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot, and through that filter, I was able to make out where I should be and how I should be. So that is the barrier I found, and till now, nothing. Everybody accepting women as an entrepreneur. This is the generation now.
That's great, ma'am. The reason why I asked this question is, I am a fresher. There are so many people out there who have no idea about it. So I thought I'll talk to the people and show them how the real case scenario is, and they will understand how to handle if any such things arise. But from you, we have totally got a different picture. There is an age-based discrimination more than the gender-based. Hope everything will change. So given this COVID scenario now, how it has impacted the demand for digitized embroidery, and how do you think it is going to impact the same industry in the future?
Yeah, as I said, that it's very vast market, because in USA, there is a lot of demand for sports. Okay, here mm-hmm. in India, we always want our child to be, you know, theoretically very good. I should say that our learning way is, the process of our learning is that way. But there, practical is something where they focus more. Mm-hmm. So sports are the things where the students over there, I have seen that they are mostly majorly involved into. So there are thousands of universities in USA, sports universities. Every school are having, and each student are made to participate in sports. So when there are sports, means there is a vast opportunity for embroideries, because their culture is use and throw. You know, they don't use much the time the same apparel. So that is the reason you have a lot of opportunity and business over there. So the embroidery market over there is, you know, I can't even say in numbers. But if you'll see Adidas, Nike, they are all into sports, right? So they sell their blank product to the embroidery, you know, organization or corporates, and we digitize them in a software that is embroidery software. We send them, and that is how it deals. So you are having not only in India, but also in other countries, a vast market, which is never ending, because... Okay. I can say that if sports is not there, then I can say that embroidery will not be there. So mm-hmm. you can judge, or you can imagine that how important for sports industry the embroidery is. So mm-hmm. it's a never-ending industry, I should say.
Interesting, ma'am. So again, talking about women entrepreneurship, I would like to know how you are managing your personal space and the professional space. Actually, this work-life balance have become a common topic for both men and women. But there are also many women outside who wanted to do business, but they have their own inhibitions about how they can balance both personal and professional lives. So please tell them, how do you manage it? And tell some advice, if possible, to the ones listening.
Yeah, everybody have their own ways to tackle situation, you know, the professional and the mm-hmm. personal. I would say that if you want to manage or balance your professional and personal life, means you need to have a healthy life, right? You need to have a proper sleep. You need to eat proper diet. and you need to always be energized, that is exercise. Unless and until you balance these three things, you'll not be able to, you know, balance your professional and personal. If you are not healthy, if you're always tired, you'll get frustrated. You'll not find things or solution to balance your way, right? Mm-hmm. And if you are tired and frustrated, forget about professional. Even your personal life will be ruined, you know.
True.
So that's the reason. Be healthy. Have lots of energy by eating, you know, healthy foods, and which will help you to balance your professional and personal. That's what I would say. That's what I do.
That's great.
Yeah, please go ahead.
No, as you said, it all starts from the healthy mind and the healthy body.
Yes. And the women who always have the excuse that it's not possible for me to, you know, get into entrepreneur, be as an entrepreneur or something. I can't take, I don't have time to get into this. Mm-hmm. So I would say that this is just an excuse. The one who want to do, they do not have excuse. They will just do it and show that yes, because that is a passion, you know. That is something you want to do. If you do not want to do, you will always find excuses, several excuses. Even my kid, if he do not want to do homework, my God, he will have n number of excuses. So the same goes with everyone. If you want to do, you will always find a way to do it.
That's well said, ma'am. Now I'm going to ask you about the financials. Since you have been in the financial sector and this COVID is, you know, taking everybody's patience. So give the listeners some advice on how they can balance their financials or work on it.
Yeah, I'm from the financial background in Mumbai. I went into sales of finance. Like, I would say that nowadays things are changing a lot, you know, all because like before, our food is not organic at all, you know, it is all hybrid, and that is one of the reason which is you know, different you will find new diseases coming out, right? Mm-hmm. Diabetes was not at all means earlier in my mom's generation, but if you'll find here in my generation, sugar, diabetes, something new disease for them which have come out. So like this, not today, in future you will find many n number of diseases. I would say that please take a medical health insurance. Please buy that, because that is what which will make you relax, because your working capital will not, you know, get ruined off you know, within a second of time. You will not even imagine how much the hospitalization, the expenses is in today's world. For COVID-19, I saw that 32,000 is per day, you know, the bed charges. So I was surprised that 32,000 per day means 14 day, I think, so we should be, right? So 14 day, it will be around more than 5 lakhs. So you can just imagine how your future will be. So buy a medical health insurance, as well as if you want to invest, then please make a balanced investment in bonds, mutual funds, government bonds are there, then PPF, that is provident fund. So always keep a balance, you know, don't take a risk of keeping all your eggs in one basket. Just bifurcate your funds. The fund managers are there who will take care of your fund. So there are, due to competition, the services are, have also been so quality that they themselves will call and ask you what they have to do with your fund. So you do not have to, you know, give much of your time in managing your investment. So everything is done by them. So yes, investment is something, not that if you save then only you should invest. Mm-hmm. Investment is something that you should invest first. After you save in that 10%, that 10% is your expense. It should be your expenses. That is how the investment is done. Follow this rule.
Well said, ma'am. So I'm coming to the favorite question of the show. That is, what is your source of resilience? That is something keeps you on the business irrespective of the challenges that you face.
as I said, that I exercise, which helped me to keep me patient, because handling my kid, my husband, my business is something which, you know, at a time, sometime you will find that it's so frustrated. That is the reason I do yoga. I meditate. Okay. Yeah, this is one of my first, when I get up, I actually do exercise. Even Sundays, Saturdays, no leave. That is my first preference I give. And secondly is you need to give time to yourself. Ever you find that today I do not want to work, don't work. Okay. Give time to yourself. Yeah. Give time to yourself. Relax, because you have the right, you know, to take time for yourself. Means be alone. Watch whatever movie you want. If you don't want to give food for your kid, don't give. Ask your husband to give. But give importance to yourself, because you are a human being.
Yes, ma'am.
So your own, sometime it be, you also feel that today I don't have mood to do this thing or to do that thing. So don't force yourself, because if you force yourself, you will end up with doing nothing good. So just give time to yourself, be human to yourself, do justice to yourself. This is how you will enjoy living your life.
I totally want to say this. I'm blown away by your answer. It's really great. See, from the start of the show, you have been very, very practical. And especially the last answer that you gave, giving time for ourselves. I think most of the people have forgotten that part and they have been stressing out so much. I'm sure when they are listening to this, they will have a bell in their head telling them you have to take a break. So thank you so much for all the answers, for your insights today, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Lakshmi. I enjoyed being with you. Thank you so much.
I really enjoy talking to you, ma'am. All your answers are super duper good. So yes, thank you for coming to the show, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, ma'am. And my dear audience, I'm sure that you would have also enjoyed whatever Miss Narmada has been saying to us. I think it's all about, if you take care of yourself, everything will automatically get take care of itself. So with that note, I'll meet you in another episode with another interesting personality. Till then, keep learning and keep growing all together. Thank you.
Reach Skyline. Embrace digital.